I want to preface this morning's share with a quick personal story. When I was a student in yeshiva, and my grandfather Zatzal would be giving share in yeshiva a couple of few times a week, I'd be staying with him in his guest apartment. So on one occasion, I guess this goes back, 15 years or so, there was a mouse in the apartment. Not unheard of, Washington Heights. Yes, it's a new common problem. And I was the one, obviously, who was responsible to deal with it. So I walked into the local Beltra Family Grocery. Those of you who remember from your MTAYU days, perhaps more accurately known as the Beltra Family Drugstore. And I purchased a glue trap, put it back in the room, and the next morning woke up, and voila, there it was, a little mouse stuck in the glue trap. Now what? I figured, okay, you can't just leave it there. It's going to starve to death. So I have to kill it somehow. Tzar Baal Chaim, what do I do with it? So I heard all sorts of aids and advice from various friends of mine who had dealt with these issues before in YU dorms as to how to go about it. Some of them were somewhat more gory and gross than others. So I decided to take what I thought was the simplest approach. And as Chatoyin Masker Hayom, I walked next door into the bathroom, turned on the sink, filled it with water, and I drowned the mouse. And then I threw it out. So I come back into my grandfather's room. He says, "What'd you do with it?" So I told him. So he said, "You're a katlan," which means you're a killer. He said it jokingly, but I always wondered whether there was some sort of subtle criticism there as to how I had dealt with that unwanted guest. I wasn't really quite sure what he would have preferred me to do at that point, not that it was stuck on that glue trap, but Baruch Hashem, preparing this shiur, I finally came across what I think might have been his subtle criticism and his preference, because Rav Moshe has in a letter to his grandson-in-law, Rav Shmuel Fischelis, a letter from 1980, a question that deals with this very issue: swatting flies, killing mice. So Moshe says, with regard to killing insects that will bite or will sting, or killing those creatures that are repulsive or that will ruin your food, Rav Moshe writes, and this is his basic yesod, that there's no isser in killing these insects that sting or bite, or in killing these mice that will ruin your food. And certainly there's no isser if there are children or even adults who are terrified of the mice. Why? Why isn't Tzar Baal Chaim? So Moshe says, because anything which is Litzara Ha'adam, anything which is for the purposes of a person's needs, there's no isser Tzar Baal Chaim. How do I know that? Because there's no isser of Shechita, and even if I'm shechting not for me, but for my non-Jewish neighbor who doesn't have any mitzvos per se that relate to most of my mitzvos, still shechita is permissible for anyone to eat. And Moshe says further, even if we're not dealing with food, we find, he quotes a Rambam of Metzil Amvez Amid Aleph, that when there's a mitzvah of prika, of unloading an animal suffering under a heavy load, so if it's zaken ve'eino lefi chavodo, if it's a person who, for him, it's not considered bekavadik for him to start unloading this animal, he's not chayiv in that mitzvah of prika. Apparently, since it's not bekavadik for him, the Ran says, that's enough of a reason to forego this mitzvah of prika. We're not concerned with the isser of Tzar Baal Chaim. The Moshe then asks, one second, famous story in the Gemara of Metzidah, Pehei Amad Aleph. The Gemara there speaks about the Maisa of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, that there were these B'nei Karkushta, Rashi says there were these B'nei Chulda, these little Chuldas in his house. Whatever Chulda is, it's some sort of rodent. Okay, I'm not, whatever the proper translation is, I'm not the expert in it, that's what it's commonly translated as, but some sort of rodent. And there were these little baby rodents running around his house. And the Gemara says that his maidservant wanted to sweep him out, And Rabbi Nasi stopped her and said she shouldn't do that. So what? Why not? What's the problem? If it's for purposes, person's purposes, person's needs, there should be no iser in killing them. It's not Tzar Bala Chaim anymore. So, Rav Moshe writes, he says, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda Nasi objected there in that case to his maidservant from hurting these or killing these rodents was because these are shratzim, he says, that are not in any way going to cause distress to people. So if there's no cause of distress, if these chuldas are not going to cause any problems, in fact, the Moshe quotes the Gemara, which indicates that people actually kept these chuldas in their house because they kept the house clean from all sorts of other unwanted items. So therefore, there was no tsar for people. That's why Rabbi Yehuda Nasi objected to his maidservant from any way causing these animals tsar. So Moshe says, the maidservant figured, I don't need them here. I don't want to deal with the problem of trying to find an exterminator to get rid of them. So she wanted to sweep him out of the house. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said, no, don't kick him out. All you're worried about is the trouble of finding someone to take care of them for you, get them out for you. For that alone, it's not kedai to cause them tzar bala chayim. For that alone, you should just either find someone else to take care of them for you and get rid of them, or leave them alone. Okay, so Rav Moshe therefore says, bottom line, that when there are insects or rodents that are mazik and mitzayar people, avadet davar hamutter to kill them, there's no iser tzar bala chayim, there's not even a midas chasidus involved. But the story of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was when they were not causing any distress, any tzar to people in the home. So then he says you shouldn't just cause them tzar bala chayim for no reason. I assume today if someone finds a rodent in his house, probably would be causing either one or other residents of the home distress. So I think, you know, in most situations today, there certainly would be no iser whatsoever, according to Rav Moshe, of Tzar Bala Chaim, if you wanted to exterminate these rodents. However, Rav Moshe then concludes, says the following interesting svara. And this is what made me think of that story that I mentioned to the beginning of the shir. Rav Moshe then says, and he writes, he says, I haven't seen this, what he's about to say, explicitly in any source, but I think it's appropriate to conduct yourself according to the following whenever possible. What is that? He says, if it's possible, it's better not to kill them actively, meaning don't drown your mice on your glue trap in your sink filled with water. Why? Rather, he says, it's preferable to put down a trap that kills them or put down poison that will kill them. What's the difference? Who cares? So Moshe says, because we find this very fascinating svara, says we find in the Chumash that with regard to those who killed the Eir HaNidachas, they have a chiv to wipe out those people who worshipped Avodah Zarah, an entire city worth of people who worshipped Avodah Zarah. Sanhedrin says, you got to kill the people of the Eir HaNidachas. So the Pasuk says, V'nosam lecha racham en v'richam mecha. After doing so, God will grant you compassion. What does that mean, grant you compassion? So the Rechaim HaKadosh says over there, Moshe quotes, that the concern of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that even when you're supposed to and allowed to and required to kill the members of the Eir HaNidachas, but God doesn't want that to impact on your personality, on your midos. God doesn't want that to in any way make you less sensitized to someone else's suffering. So therefore God says, I'm telling you have to do it, but at the same time, I will grant you an added measure of rachamim, meaning I will still and able to maintain your sensitivity and your compassion to others at the same time. So Moshe says, apparently, b'derech hateva, when you do some act that might be objectively viewed as an act of cruelty, even when you're allowed to do it, when you are even required to do it, we're still worried about the impact it might have on your midos overall, on your personality overall. And dafka, Moshe says, by shechita, for eating purposes, that itself is a maisa mitzvah, that we're not worried about what it's going to do to your personality because it's a maisa mitzvah, so we're not worried about it. But when one is going to be killing these rodents so they shouldn't bother you, it's not a mitzvah, Moshe says, unless there are babies in the house who will be hurt by these rodents. But if it's not a situation of babies or children being hurt by these rodents, it's just a question of your own distress, It's not a mitzvah to kill them, it's just a heter to kill them. So Moshe is worried about the hashpa of the achzarius of the cruelty that perhaps might be a result of your act of killing them. The difference is it's better not to actively kill them, but to put down something which would kill them. Put down a snap trap, put down a poison, for example, but not, I guess, as in my case, a glue trap. So Moshe says, if it's possible, it's better not to kill it actively. He says again, he hasn't found the source for that beferish, but he says it's preferable, in his opinion, to avoid the act of killing of the rodents, but certainly there's no Isser Bechlal Tzar Bala Chaim, and if you can find the snap traps or the poison, then obviously you can use the glue traps. That also is not Usser, ultimately, at all, when there is cause of Tzar to people who are present.